It's Jones and Keefe here live from Polar Park in Worcester. Woo Sox opener comes your way this afternoon. Red Sox had their opener last night in Texas. Game two tonight at 8 o'clock. Pregame starts shortly after 7 here on your Red Sox flagship station, WEEI. It's time now to update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket.
Ah, we are getting down to it.
One matchup has gone final, and we have a team ready or a step away anyway,
okay,
from cutting down the nets. I don't want to crown them too soon, although I think I know where this is going.
Interesting.
The winner of the football region, the Patriots, in their Pat Patriot uniforms, took down the Red Sox, winner of the baseball region, and their home white uniform, 72%.
Whoa, bloodbath.
To 28%. It was a bloodbath, Keith, and it was on most of the voting anyway. I know it wrapped up this morning.
Yeah.
Most of the voting took place on opening day, no less.
Like, and you got to see those uniforms.
That was your day.
Excited about the Red Sox, and still, well, it just proved my point all along that the baseball uniform, sadly, just can't hold a candle to any of the other three sports. Like, because this is the best of the best. We found the 16 best of each sport, put them in a bracket together, and yeah, a lot of the home teams won. Then when you see a head-to-head like this, two home teams, right? Oh, I thought this was your favorite team? No. Best uniform, and Pat Patriot destroyed Red Sox.
Yeah, which they should have. Like,
it's definitely better.
Pat Patriot is the one I have the problem with, the least problem with of all the local teams making a deep run.
All right, rank the four that
are left.
Rank the four from Boston first.
Okay, Pat Patriot.
Clearly,
I mean, of the four uniforms we're going with, the Pat Patriot is the best. Out of their current uniforms, I guess I'd have to think differently. Number two is
probably Bruins. Black and gold? I mean, I'm thinking more color scheme.
I was going to say Celtics.
Yeah, I like green.
But it would go Celtics, Bruins, and then Red Sox last, whatever it is.
They're all pretty basic.
Yeah.
And so what separates it is the helmet, to me, is pretty sweet. But yeah, we screwed up. You know, we shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have put this in your hands where you were just going to vote for the local team.
Well, that's on us. I mean, there's
although the Bruins did get bounced by the Ducks, which is the strangest thing in all of this. So, like, if
well, I like to think we all think of, you know, Goldberg and Julie the Cat Gaffney and Adam Banks is kind of our friends. So they're kind of
that's what it is.
They're kind of a local team.
Bash Brothers.
Yeah, Keenan Thompson and the Knuckle Puck.
Knuckle Puck.
Yeah. I think we kind of think of all of them.
What about the kid that would lasso the players? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you're not allowed to have rope on the ice.
That was D2, of course, you're thinking of. I was thinking of...
he's like a cowboy.
Yeah. He really looked out for Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a thing for Connie.
Like, leave your props in the locker room, all right? It's not the place.
Maybe that's part of the reason why the Bruins got taken down.
But that threw me for a loop. I was like, all right, so maybe people will vote just on uniform because the Bruins lost to the Ducks. But then the next time out, so Hartford is also sort of like a...
They're pseudo-local.
Yeah, right.
But I'll allow for it. Like, when you were going through all the UConn local players earlier, I'm like, no, that doesn't count. So I don't think this team counts either. So Pat Patriot, those uniforms, will be playing for a championship on Monday, looking to cut down the nets in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. The other matchup, the other semifinal, pits the number four seed Celtics, the winner of the hoops region, against the top-seeded Hartford Whalers, the winner of the hockey region.
You
can vote right now. That is an all-green matchup. A Kelly Green and a Broccoli Green, I think, as we settled on. You can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter. We'll get you the results of this matchup on Monday. We'll have a championship game on Monday.
Exciting.
And then we'll announce the winner Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. What a month it's been, a wild month of March.
It's been a thrill. And so it'll be a red-green final, just like that color rush game years ago between the Jets and the Bills, where all the colorblind people were up in arms because apparently
you couldn't see it.
Same. Yeah.
Just looked like a field.
Same thing.
A field with a few helmets running around. You're like, what's going on out here?
I am really looking forward to next year's bracket, not to get too far ahead of ourselves. I know we got to worry about, you know,
yeah, let's not count our chickens before they hatch, Keefe.
Well, maybe even if we're not on the air, we can do one. We can sort of do
it. Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter for that.
A Jones and Keefe podcast. It's a good It's a good bracket, though.
It's just us talking about the bracket.
It is. That's better than some podcasts.
It's going to be pretty good. Yeah. That's true. There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Summer,
I mean, you need a niche.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. You need a niche.